It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, in your day, the Refreshing.
I apologize, got to repeat that. I was on mute. Good morning, everybody. This is February 26th. We're glad that you're with us today. It's time for our opening prayer. My wife, Andringa, will take us to the throne of grace.
Good morning, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together and to have prayer and to have worship. We thank you for your loving protection throughout the night. And now we ask for your spirit to be with our pastor as you anoint his words and fill him with your Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord, to always grow in grace and wisdom as we draw nigh to you. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song, brothers and sisters, is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ by the Master's Chorale.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about about time, O Christian.
At this time, I'm going to go ahead and give a spiritual thought this morning. We are dealing with a little bit of an emergency here. So let's go to, give me just a second. And let me just open up with a word of prayer. Father, as we go into this spiritual thought this morning, we pray for your spirit to be with us and ask that you will continue to work everything out in accordance with your perfect will. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's just find the one thing I was looking for. The only treasure comes from a devotional book titled From the Heart. Scripture is from Ephesians 2:10, and it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." A character form after the divine likeness is the only treasure that we can take from this world to the next. Regard every moment of time as golden. Do not waste it in dolences. Do not spend it in folly, but use it in grasping higher treasures. Cultivate the thoughts and expand the soul by refusing to allow the mind to be filled with unimportant matters. Secure every advantage within your reach for strengthening the intellect. Do not rest satisfied with a low standard. Be not content until by faithful endeavor, watchfulness, and earnest prayer, you have secured the wisdom that is from above. Cherish every ray of light you can obtain by searching the Word of God. Pick up your God-given work today and see how much good you can accomplish in the strength of Christ. May God your counselor. Christ remembered our nature and the requirements he made. He took our nature upon himself and brought us to moral power to combine with human effort. Our spirit may be so identified with his spirit that in thought and aim we shall be one with him. The intellectual, moral, and physical faculties are to be equally cultivated and improved that we may reach the highest standard in the attainment of knowledge. Daniel of sacred history was but a youth when he was captive to Babylon. But he stands before the heavenly universe, before the world's unfallen, and before a rebellious world, as a bright example of what the grace of God can do for sinners. He set his heart while there to serve the Lord. He cooperated with God. He stood under Christ's banner as a loyal subject to the heavenly King. The character formed in this world determines the destiny for eternity. The element of value in the life in this world would be of value in the world to come. Our future is determined by the way in which we now allow ourselves to be influenced. We take Christ's yoke upon us and learn his way. At this time, we're going to take a brief reading from, like, if I can find it, give me just a second here. there was an unexpected, I'm not quite sure what has occurred, but right as the song was going on, my husband heard something. So he is dealing with his mother on that matter. I'm in another room, so I don't quite know what has transpired. So give me just a moment. I'm just trying to fill in some time here until we know if our pastor is going to be able to return back to the broadcast. I was reading something interesting. I'm trying to see if I marked it. Where I actually left it. Okay, I'll go ahead and do another reading from the Spirit of Prophecy. Another devotion comes from The Faith I Live By. And this one is titled, Reward for Soul Winners, Paradise Restored at Last. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3 is the scripture reading. And it says, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the.
Sorry about that, but go ahead, sweetie.
Oh, okay. Are you back?
I'm just back temporarily. I thought I heard some additional noise and I wanted to make sure that the people were on Q&A, but they are. So, but it just seemed like when I was in mom's room, I heard myself, and I don't understand that.
Yeah, you were heard.
Yeah, that's the weird thing because everybody's on Q&A, so maybe the Lord just allowed that to be heard so I could hear her. She just wasn't doing well. I've got to go back to her, so God bless each one of you. Keep going, huh?
Okay. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. In our life here, earthly sin restricted though it is, the greatest joy and the greatest education are in service. And in the future state, untrampled by the limitations of sinful humanity, it is in service that our greatest joy and our greatest education will be found. If any man's work abide, he shall receive a reward. Glorious will be the reward bestowed when the faithful workers together about the throne of God and of the Lamb. They have been partakers of Christ and his sufferings. They have been workers together with him in the plan of redemption, and they are partakers with him in the joy of seeing souls saved in the kingdom of God, there to praise God through all eternity. A Christian once said that when he reached heaven, he expected to meet with three causes of wonder. He would wonder to find some that he did not expect to see there. He would wonder not to see some that he had expected to meet. And lastly, he would wonder most to find so unworthy a sinner as himself in the paradise of God. Many who have stood in high places as Christians upon earth will not be found with the happy throng that shall surround the throne. Those who have knowledge and talent and have yet delighted in the controversy and unholy strife will not have a place with the redeemed. They desire to do some great work that they might be admired and flattered by men. But their names were not written in the Lamb's book of life. I know you not, are the sad words that Christ addresses to such. But those whose lives were made beautiful by little acts of kindness, by tender words of affection and sympathy, whose hearts recoiled from strife and contention, who never did any great work in order to be lauded of men, these are found recorded in the Lamb's book of life. Though the world counted them as insignificant, they are proved of God before the assembled universe. Okay, so at this time, we will continue reading. Our pastor is taking care of a matter with his mother, and we know that all is well there. Just need to tend to some things that she's needing assistance with. This reading comes from Ye Shall Receive Power is the devotion. And this one is coming from Oil in Your Vessels, Matthew 25:3-4. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Many receive the truth readily, but they fail to assimilate truth, and its influence is not abiding. They are like the foolish virgins who had no oil in their vessels with their lamps. Oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, which is brought into the soul through faith in Jesus Christ. Those who earnestly search the scriptures with much prayer, who rely upon God with firm faith, who obey his commandments, will be among those who are representatives as wise virgins. The teachings of the Word of God are not yea and nay, but yea and amen. The requirement of the gospel is far-reaching. Says the apostle, whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. That's Colossians 3:17. Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Practical piety will not be attained by given and grand truths of the Bible, a place in the outer courts of the heart. The religion of the Bible must be brought into the large and the little affairs of life. It must furnish the powerful motives and principles that will regulate the Christian's character and course of action. So oil, so much needed by those who are represented as foolish virgins. It's not something to be put on the outside. We need to bring the truth into the sanctuary of the soul, that it may be cleansed, refined, and sanctified. It is not theory that they need. It is the sacred teachings of the Bible, which are not uncertain, disconnected doctrines, but are living truths that involve eternal entrance that center in Christ. In him is the complete system of divine truth, the salvation of the soul through faith in Christ is the ground and pillar of the truth. Those who exercise true faith in Christ make it manifest by holiness of character, by obedience to the law of God. They realize that the truth as it is in Jesus reaches heaven and compasses eternity. They understand that the Christian's character should be represented by the character of Christ and be full of grace and truth. To them is imparted the oil of grace, which sustains a never-failing life. The Holy Spirit in the heart of the believer makes them complete in Christ. We'll continue with "Ye shall receive power, a constant flow of oil." Zechariah 4, verses 12 through 14 says, "And I answered again and said unto him, What be these two olive branches, which through the two goading pipes empty the goading oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then he said, These are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord for the whole earth." The continual communication of the Holy Spirit to the church is represented by the prophet Zechariah under another figure, which contains a wonderful lesson of encouragement for us. The prophet says, "The angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep, and said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick, all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon in seven pipes, to the seven lamps which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And I answered again, and said unto him, What be these two olive branches, which through the two goading pipes empty the goading oil out of themselves? Then he said, These are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. With the two olive trees, the goading oil was emptied through the goading pipes into the bowl of the goading stick, and then into the goading lamps that gave light to the sanctuary. So from the holy ones that stand in God's presence, his spirit is imparted to human instrumentalities that are consecrated to his service. The mission of the two anointed ones is to communicate light and power to God's people. It is to receive blessing for us that they stand in God's presence. As the olive trees empty themselves into the golden pot, so the heavenly messengers seek to communicate all that they receive from God. The whole heavenly treasure awaits our demand and reception. And as we receive the blessing, we in our turn are to impart it. Thus it is that the holy lamps are fed and the church becomes a light bearer in the world. Beautiful reading. Hope that we can be light bearers to the world and to be used by the Lord in these times. it appears that our pastor is still not available to come back to the line. So at this time, we are going to see if we can take a break here, do a intermission. So if you can give me just a second. See, to get to that area where the pastor has things set up. I'm going to go ahead and change over, and we'll go ahead and do our intermission. Are we able to do the intermission song?
Okay.
All right. Sure. Looks like Pastor's able to do that for us.
Yeah. You got to step back. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry about that, folks. We'll go ahead and we'll be back with a health message in a little while.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are His natural chemo. Escape to torso of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon. Enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the
the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might sleep feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. Must come and see. Come and see.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. All right, friends. So I'll tell you about how good God is. You know, you all are on hold. And you might have even heard me take you off hold and put you on hold. And the reason for that was while I was sitting here getting ready to speak, I heard my mother, and it didn't sound like, it was almost like a moan of distress. And, I mean, I don't have the best overall hearing. I'm not deaf in any way, but I don't have the best hearing. So my wife hears much better than I do. But I heard her. And I realize now I heard her, you all might have heard her, because I heard her through the broadcast. You don't forget it. Well, why was it that you heard me when I...
We didn't hear her.
Oh, okay, so you think you heard me through here, through this. Okay, anyway, God is good. I heard my mother. So we went in there and just kind of had to, she was in a little bit of distress, so I had to kind of relieve her of that distress, and doesn't seem like it was anything serious at this point, but she's definitely been apparently declining. She's not able to walk as she was able to walk before. So, but anyway, God is good, and thank God for you all. Thank God for my wife. We're going to talk about real quickly. I ran across an article, and it just shows you how the world is thinking, because we're going through something else, my brothers and sisters, that's also similar to this, the health crisis. I'm not going to mention it, but the health crisis that we're in is actually a gene editing, gene therapy type of approach to the issue. And but this particular article, it says, does gene editing hold the key to improving mental health? And so they're just basically showing how that when you have a mental health issue, yes, it can affect your genes, or maybe you had some bad things that happened growing up. And, you know, our bodies were fearfully and wonderfully made. but God never gave us permission to go and start messing with DNA, altering genes and messing with DNA or editing genes. So supposedly it says it doesn't change your DNA, but they can edit your genes. And it just shows you that, you know, mankind's mindset is a mindset of trying to play God. And what we should be doing is obeying God. He's already God. We only need one. There's only really two gods, God and the devil. And you can choose which one you want to serve. But remember, the devil wanted to be like the Most High. That's in Isaiah 14:14. And God is a creator. That's why the devil hates the Sabbath, because it reminds the world, the universe, that he is not God, because only God is a creator. So the devil tries to counterfeit. So he uses mankind to try to edit the very DNA of the human species to suppose, but for good reasons, of course. You know, we've got good reasons. We're trying to change depression. We're trying to fight infections and so on and so forth. But I will tell you, friends, that if Jesus doesn't come, mankind would destroy the world, and this earth would be destroyed. The Bible speaks of the earth groaning and waiting for the second coming of Jesus. And so I just wanted to simply say that the best way to handle depression is not through gene therapy, where they mess with your mind. It is actually trusting in the living God, following a healthy lifestyle. You can positively change your brain chemicals by the foods that you eat. If you have a very inflammatory diet, using the flesh of dead animals, lots of processed foods, white flour products, chemical food, chemical-laden foods. But when you eat all organic, non-GMO foods, and you exercise every day, and you drink plenty of water, and you eliminate those harmful foods and substances, you can take a little St. John's wort, kava kava. We have a herbal extract called Happiness, the Happiness Herbal Extract. You can get it on torso.org. And torso is T-O-R-S-O-E. So, my friends, I just wanted to encourage you to follow the principles that our true God has laid out for us, and beware of what mankind is doing as he tries to play God and edit genes and so on and so forth. And that same mindset is actually with the health crisis that we're in, and some people think we're over, but we're not. you know, it's that type of therapy that is being used, and that is not the best approach to healing the body. All right. That being said, on Facebook we have South Carolina represented. We have Ohio. We have Maryland. We have Delaware again. We have Ohio again. We have Georgia, and we have Missouri. I know you all were praying for us. Thank you very much for those prayers. Again, the biblical booster is out, and you can get a copy. Just go to biblicalbooster.org. You can use Family 15 or Torso 15. As a coupon code. And if you just want a book sent and don't want to go through pulling out your credit or debit card, and you want to use an alternative method, you can do so. Just contact us. Alternative methods being like Zelle and Cash App and Apple Pay and Venmo. For those of you who don't know what those are, don't worry about it. All right. So that being said, God is good. I don't have anything. Let's see if there's anyone in the queue. If you would like to share anything, press star 6. We would love to hear from you. This article I read from, it comes from The Guardian. It's like news opinion. It says, does gene editing hold the key to improving mental health? And so they're just discussing how supposedly gene therapy has maybe helped improve depression in mice. I don't think it's safe to alter genes. I know it's not. That's not God's plan. All right, anyone? Okay, don't see anyone in the queue. It's time for our closing prayer. My wife on Dream Dove will take us to the throne of grace.
Let's pray, Father in heaven. We thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for your loving watch care. We thank you for all that you do in each of our lives. May we be faithful to you, and may we surrender all. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. He shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now undreamed of. God bless you.
Amen. All right, friends, we'll go ahead and close out at this time with our closing song.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will.